know what it is, people. You know what this is, people. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. It is Monday, July 23rd. 5:30 in the evening. That can only mean one thing, people. Only one thing, people. It can only mean one thing, people. One thing. Talking about practice is up next. Your man J-Ro is in the building. The homie Sunny Slim, a.k.a. John Lucan, is in the building.
What's up, dude?
The homie Statman Brad is in the building.
Yeah.
I want to give a big shout-out to my auntie Ariel, way out in Dallas, listening to us live. I want to give a big shout-out to my grams in the hospital, way out in Brooklyn, New York, listening to us live. Most importantly, big shout-out to you, giving us an hour of your time listening to us live. Thank you. As we do around here, we want to shout out our sponsors before we get the show started. Talking About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, celebrating 30 years of lifelong learning at CSU Chico. Ali offers more than 130 per lead classes this fall, including a wide range of intellectual, cultural, social, and recreational activities. Over 50 includes years of retired. OLLI is a great way to keep learning. The fall class preview is in August 9th and 10th. Manzanita Plaus. For more information, call 898-6679 or visit olli.csuchico.edu. You want that one more time? I'll give it to you one more time. That's olli.csuchico.edu.
Way to finish strong there,
you know what it is.
Way
you
to
know
that, finish was, that was strong. A that was great.
That was a fiasco, but yeah, you finished strong. I'll give you that.
Finished strong. I barely made it to the finish line.
Yeah, I was just trying to be nice.
Once again, big shout out to you, the listener. Thank you for spending an hour of your evening with us here at Talking About Practice. Talking About Practice starts right now. It'll be helpful.
Practice. talking about practice.
Good.
It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice.
All right.
Listen, we talking about practice.
Yeah.
I mean, how silly is that? And we talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Yes, sir. We are talking about practice. Your man, Jarrell Gilbert, in the building. The homie, Sonny Slim, a.k.a. John Lucan, in the building.
What a dope.
The homie, Statman Brad, in the building.
Yeah!
Is that what we're going with?
Bring some excitement into this, all right,
boys? Is that the new thing we're doing? Yeah!
I think I found my thing.
Nope.
Not gonna be my thing, all right. Never mind. I'll look for it.
It wasn't that bad.
I'm not opposed to that.
Really? All right.
Yeah. It's like Little John-esque.
We'll try it out a little bit.
Yeah.
See where it goes.
Yeah. Derek is missing in action.
If you guys have seen Derek or heard from him, please tell him to call us.
530-895-0131. Derek, where are you?
Send him to the KZFR radio.
Derek, office, are you okay?
We want to make sure.
Is everything okay, buddy?
Haven't heard from you in about like an hour or two, so.
Once again, want to give big shouts to my auntie who listens every week. She is the biggest of Talking About Practice supporters. So shouts to my auntie Ariel, back from vacation. Big up to you. Thank you for tuning in. What do we have on the show tonight, boys? It looks like some racist stuff to start the show.
A little bit.
I wasn't ready for that. So Derek's going to put that on the show. He's going to show up like 15 minutes late. Like, what?
Well, we could push that. We could leave that for the end. I don't know if you want to end on the racist tip, but
should we start with the racist tip?
Yeah, it's weird. Maybe we'll just have it in the middle.
Okay.
We also have Brad going with his North State update. We got a bunch of stuff scheduling and different stuff around the community that's come out today. So he'll update you on that. We have the Home Run Derby to talk about. Bryce Harper's epic finish.
Okay.
Hey, Derek.
Wow.
Hey, how you doing, Derek?
High five.
We were so excited. We thought you were in trouble or something.
Did you forget what time the show started?
No, man.
It starts at 5:30.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, no problem. thank you for your presence. I'm so happy you're here.
I mean, I can leave.
No. We need to.
I mean, are you doing that so we... You try to walk out of here so everyone saw the importance of you being here.
Yeah, it's not needed, apparently.
Formula One update.
Yeah.
I'll put
Derek
that
Scott
on there.
For us.
Yeah.
All right.
And then maybe some NBA talk, talking trades. Melo on the move, Kawhi and
DeRozan
swapping places.
That was a fun one.
Lot to talk about.
Excellent. So let's let's start with racism.
Always a fun topic.
All right, can someone fill me in? Because I did not know about this until maybe 20 minutes ago. So can someone please inform me and the listening audience what's going on?
Derek, you want to go ahead and take this?
Yeah, sure. Apparently, Josh Hader, a pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers, never heard of him. But a guy got himself into the All-Star game, and apparently when he was a young dude, had some tweets that were put out when he was 17 years of age. They were a little racist, a little anti-gay, a little stupidity. All wrapped into a couple of tweets that got dug up into this guy's past and brought into our forefront. And at which point in time, Josh Hader, you know, we have to ask you about them. Why did you do it? You best apologize. How dare you sound like a stupid teenage idiot when you're a teenager? How dare you, Josh Hader?
Wait.
The fact of the matter is, he came out, he apologized. He, said he was grown up, and granted, guy's 24 years old, still a young guy, and has made his way into the hearts of Milwaukee, as when he came out into the mound the next day, they gave him a standing ovation for some unbeknownst reason to me as to why you'd give this guy a standing ovation for being a dumb teenager. So, yeah, that's Milwaukee for you.
Well, it is Milwaukee.
Yeah.
That's one thing. I do... I don't want to put you on the spot, D, but do you have any of those tweets?
He had something against, he hated black people, sorry, against gay people. He
you
said
have
white
them?
Power.
I have
yeah.
some of Stat them. Man, Brad, please.
So I'm going to edit them out very, very
just
heavily.
Just put in a bleep.
So I don't give a blank. I'm a triply blank. Blank my lungs, blank my liver. A lot of fun, a few N-words in there in a lot of his tweets. He tweets at Jay Rodaball. Wow. Haha. Nah. Who am I getting? I was a little in.
I'm going to cut you off right there. This is not helping at all.
I just can't read this. This is so bad.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not good.
Not helping. Thank you for trying,
really
but yeah,
try.
not helpful at all. So he used a lot of N-words.
Yep.
And used a lot of F-words.
Yep. And, oh, nice tweet. KKK. Fun one. Good fun one on there.
And then he got a standing ovation from the Milwaukee crowd, which Milwaukee, bad look all the way
Pretty
around.
Bad look, yeah.
Yeah, maybe don't give the guy who used a bunch of inflammatory language a standing ovation.
I mean, it's a bummer that it's coming out now when this kid is, like you said, 7 years removed from this. I know myself at 17 to 24, a lot changes. Mm-hmm. Granted, I wasn't a racist or homophobic or anything like that when I was 17, or at least didn't tweet about it. When I was 17.
Was Twitter an option for you, though?
Okay, don't be rude.
I'm older than you. It's all good.
But I just think it's funny. You know, the kid, it's his first All-Star appearance coming out, and it's being dug up like we're looking to... It reminds me of like a presidential election, you know? We're trying to dig up stuff on All-Star players to make them unqualified to be an All-Star. I don't see...
Okay, so here's where I side with you, John. I am uncomfortable with us going through tweets of a teenager and bringing them up and holding a grown man's feet to the fire. Same time, damn, he said some stuff.
No,
stuff.
The words are inexcusable. That's not what I'm trying to argue. What I'm trying to argue is the fact that, you know, people are coming up anonymously to bring this kid and bash him for something that, I mean, granted, like I said, I can't fathom the words he used, how being unacceptable they are. But you read some of the tweets and they're more in a personal kind of connotation, how he's talking about himself, a night of drinking, or, you know, granted, he's putting in words that are, you know, not okay in this day and age, but I don't feel like he was going at any sort of group or trying to bash the gay community or anything like that. Granted, he's, you know, it's all tongue in cheek, you know, when you're using words like that. But
can we move past that and talk about some baseball sucks. Baseball is trash. It's not been interesting to the vast majority of you listeners. And how do I know this? Because whenever I talk about baseball or we talk about baseball as a show, I get texts and tweets that, let's move on. Y'all don't want to hear about baseball. Baseball has lost most of America. It used to be America's pastime, and baseball is now pretty garbage.
Well, it's just the long ball now. You know, everyone's
swinging for the fences.
We're seeing strikeouts at the highest rate of baseball we've ever seen.
Yep.
And everyone's trying to, you know, have that long ball home run, you know. So
baseball is garbage.
In
Do
some
you
ways,
agree
it's,
or disagree?
Yeah,
baseball is pretty
trash. I find it pretty boring these days. Yeah.
You can't watch a full season of it. Like, that's nearly impossible.
Well, it's hard. 162 games is rough to.
I mean, I'm barely interested after the All-Star break. Give me until September.
I usually don't start till the All-Star break. Yeah.
At most.
Yeah.
And I still don't care. And my team has won 3 World Series in the last decade, and I still don't care because baseball is trash. You got something, Brad? Work in baseball.
Brad's stewing over here.
This is my sport, so I love it. I mean, I agree with you guys. It's taken a turn for the worst, but I see the pureness still in it. I mean, there's a lot of...
Where do you see the pureness?
I mean, if
Explain
you look,
that
here's
to
the thing.
Me.
If you look at the right teams that are actually playing the game right...
Who are those teams?
I mean, the Giants are not doing a very good job
of
it.
Thank you. So who are those teams?
The Houston Astros are playing a great small ball. Atlanta yes, Braves are playing agreed. A great small ball.
Agreed.
Like, here's the thing.
Agreed again.
There are teams that are out there that are playing good ball other than the Yankees that are hitting bombs left and right.
Right.
And there's good teams that have pitching
okay.
that are going to be around. But you're not going to find that in everybody because it's a change of the sport. So you have to look for those teams. And if you like the sport, you might have to change your team. It's like follow the Giants, but also appreciate the Astros and the Braves and watch them and what they're doing because it's still pure baseball. So you can find it. Yes, the majority of the MLB is going downhill, but so it's still a sport I love, and I agree with a lot of what you're saying, but it's definitely a long season for sure.
Yeah, it's just the game has changed so much.
Mm-hmm. And so quickly,
and
too.
And it has, as we're just talking about with this pitcher, it's isolated a lot of players who want nothing to do with the sport. It's mm-hmm. not a young man's sport anymore. Young people don't care about baseball. I'm not even trying to hate on baseball.
I know you're not. It's definitely
but
like
young people don't care about it anymore. Oh. So what do we do? What do we do? One, this is not helping.
No, not at all.
This is not helping. And again, my bigger point is I'm not comfortable scrolling through a teenager's tweets to see what they were saying because, let's face it, all of us are idiots as teenagers. Maybe not all of us are racist, homophobics as teenagers.
Or we got lucky when we were kids and we didn't have this social media platform.
Right, because so. Lord knows what I would have put out there. God.
I mean, let's face it right now. At 17, you're on a borderline understanding of what any, those words are really...
Right.
The true meaning behind them, the evidence is behind them. So you really just
you don't know what the N-word means at 17?
No, but you don't know the true history, but like the whole history behind it. You just think it's a word
so
that you can't really say.
So at 24 you do?
You figured it out at that point in time.
In MLB, I'm surprised. Yeah.
Wait, so you're giving him a pass?
Yeah, because at 17, man.
That's like, ridiculous. That's the dumbest thing I've heard on the show.
Wow, okay. You're pretty sharp to that point right now. But I was going to say, in high school, man, you throw around words left and right that are bad that you just don't are nonchalant to you.
Wait.
You know?
So you're telling me you threw around that
I'm
word?
Not saying I did. I'm just simply saying.
So what's your point?
The point of the matter is I give him a pass because at 17, you don't know the true drasticness of that word. So you throw it around like it's like the if someone were to call it the homosexual slur. It's just like that in some nature. It's just you throw
is
it left
it though? Because I feel
no,
like
I can see.
Word.
I can see where Derek's coming from. I don't.
That is crazy.
Well, you're taking this real big moral high ground that's like too overlooking
thing.
Right now.
Here's
and I'm
the
just
thing.
Saying, come down. Yeah, come
you
down off that high horse and just realize.
Wait, you didn't know what the N-word meant?
I know what it meant.
No,
I'm
we
not
know what it
know
means.
It. I'm just simply saying,
to,
at 17, you'll say, oh, he's a racist because when you're that
I'm
young.
I'm not calling it. I never
you
once
just said
it
you guys are racist right now.
I never once said that.
All right, fine. You said maybe we're not all racist. So you're implying that he was. You implied he was. You implied he was. Whether your implication was or not, you implied it.
I never once said he was a racist.
You never did, but you implied he was.
But you're giving him a pass on saying that.
I'm not giving him a pass. I'm not giving him as much of a hard take on it as you are. It's saying that, oh, you should never, you know.
Right. I'm in the same boat. I'm not necessarily giving him a pass. What was said is obviously not okay, but to hold a 24-year-old kid to what he said 7 years ago, I mean, it's like I said, it's the same thing with our last. I mean, look at our last presidential election. I mean, how much we're pulling up decades of I. But you see what I'm saying? You can't go. Let's judge the character at this time in play. I mean, if this kid would have said this now.
Oh, yeah.
It's over then at that point. Yeah. But at the same time. Yeah. We are too quick to hold people's words to the fire all the time.
I legit said before we had this before we got to this point. That I'm uncomfortable with us digging through a teenager's tweets.
Yeah.
And then y'all got defensive on the fact
because you're going really hard at him for it right now, I feel. Too hard. And offensive, like, oh, you know? Yeah, so I was just...
I am?
Yeah.
He used the N-word.
Yeah, I'm not denying it. We saw the tweets. I'm aware.
Right.
I'm just simply stating it right now. The guy, he did the wrong thing when he was 17, like we all did when we were 17. Maybe
it's,
we haven't.
I guess it's easier for a white guy to move on from it then, right?
I guess if you want to play that card right there. Yeah, it's an easy card for you
I'm
to
not
play.
Playing a card.
You just played it right now by saying I was. Okay, man, I see where you're coming from. But at the same time, I'm just saying, when you're at 17 right now, you say a lot of stupid stuff. Okay, and you don't know the true meaning, the true essence of how bad it is at that young of an age.
So you, at 17, let's extrapolate for a second. You at 17 didn't know it was a bad thing to call
I knew it was a bad
black
thing.
Person the N-word?
Yeah, of course I knew.
So
yeah, but I'm not raised. I didn't get raised by him. I wasn't raised by his family. I wasn't raised in his environment.
He's also not going at another individual or a group of people saying the N-word. You know, he's not saying, oh, this group of people or this person N-word. He is using it in a context of an adjective rather than, you know, a noun or am I using that right? Yeah, an adjective.
Yeah.
School's paying off.
Is it though?
But
no. I don't think school ever really pays off.
But no, I agree. I see where Derek's coming from in the sense of I don't necessarily give him a pass, but you know, when you're 17, there's a lot of, especially on a social media platform that gets drawn back up, there's a lot of stupid stuff we have all said and done. Maybe not to this level, and we're not critiqued because we're not, you know, at the highest professional level of sports, but I'm not going to hold a person to something they said 10 years ago when it's, it's completely misconstrued and taken out of context. I get the word and the verbiage of what he said is completely wrong.
So can we get the context then? Because I'm confused on where y'all seem to be defending.
We tried when Brad was bleeping the words out. But
right, let's bleep him out one more time.
From the tweet, it looks like he's talking personally about himself while he's drinking. Being drunk and trippy N-word.
So he's talking about himself. Did he use a hard R or hard A?
It was spelled with a hard R. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see. Y'all are giving him, in my opinion, y'all are giving him a pass. I don't see it. You just don't use a hard R. You probably, as a white guy, probably never use the N-word in general.
Right.
And so I'm very confused on how you guys are defending him when I thought you guys were my friends, but it's cool.
I mean, if that's how you determine some friendship is how they back you on a story, that seems kind of ridiculous.
No, I would just hope that, like, you know, you would not back someone who is using a hard R and N-word.
I'm not backing him. You're getting that twisted. I'm not backing him. We're not backing him. I'm just saying
you can
that
understand
I'm not,
where
I'm,
it comes from.
I'm just saying I'm not gonna put all bulletins out to this kid and have his life completely ruined as a bigot and a racist for saying having a tweet 8 years ago.
I hate gay people, white power.
I didn't read that tweet.
Yeah, no,
so thank you. So you guys, you want to keep defending this guy?
I'm not defending him right now. I'm just simply saying right now we should have just left it in the past. That's where I've been fine with it.
I could not disagree. I mean, look, I have problems with us digging up old tweets, but
we all have dirty pasts if you look it up. Everyone does. We may not, and if you want to get ticky-tacky about, oh, you didn't say that, but you did this, we've all done bad things. We've lied, cheated, and stealed our way through this world, okay? And if anyone says otherwise, you're a liar.
So let me ask you this, Derek. So you've used the N-word, and you have...
I'm not saying that. I'm just simply saying you're comparing everything right now. You're saying if you use the N-word, you're automatically the worst person out there. You're automatically worse than everything else you've done.
That.
I'm just simply saying everyone's done bad things. Maybe I haven't said the N-word, but I've definitely lied. I've definitely cheated. I've definitely stolen my way through it.
If someone was to call you a liar, that would be accurate.
Yeah, because we've all lied.
If someone was to call you a cheater, that'd be accurate.
Yes.
If you use the N-word with a hard R and someone called you a racist, that would be pretty accurate.
Not at all, no, because racism is so much more than just a word. If I just say the word one time out there,
that's
that doesn't
ridiculous.
Make you a racist whatsoever.
Well,
it's a part of it. It's a showcase of it, but there's so much more to being a racist than just saying a word. If you lie, you're a liar. If you cheat, you're a cheater. If you've stolen, you've stolen. That's what it is. It's not like I can say a word and then I'm automatically that thing. No.
Well, let me bring this away from this situation stupid. For a sec and go back into like a culture aspect of it all. It's like if he lived in that culture, I'm not saying I don't know where he lived, never knew where he grew up, but if he lived in that culture where that was appropriate, I mean, apparently it wasn't because of some of the tweets he said, but like if that was appropriate for a white male to say that in that culture, like if you were lived in, I mean, I'm from Chico. It's a very lily white town for the most part. So to go into Oakland or to Compton or like predominantly black communities or ethnic communities, as a white person in that community, you're, for the most part, I would assume you're kind of raised in that culture to where those words, because I would imagine you're accepted into that, that word's acceptable. I'm guessing you didn't live in that era. But I'm kind of
I'm going to agree a little bit with you on this one. For if you're in that community, that's what you're raised with. If you're raised with those words in that context as an adjective and not a noun, that kind of, I'm not going to say it excuses it, but it explains it. Now,
this is the dumbest conversation we've had on the air so far.
Do you want to
It makes
on?
Me want to separate myself from all of you. Honestly, this is so stupid.
Okay, then move on.
Or no, I kind of want to stay here because I'm very confused. Like, it seems like y'all are giving him a pass on this.
Not at all.
Whoever said we're giving him a pass. I'm just saying, let's leave it in the past as it is. Has he grown at this point in time? Is he doing the same stuff? Is he saying the same things?
How do you know?
I don't, but I'm just saying, if he is, then bring it up now. If it is, we'll see it now. We wouldn't have to go to 8 years ago, however long ago it was. We wouldn't have to go that far back if he was still doing it.
This is crazy to me. This is absolutely crazy. Well, I'll move on. Y'all can finish out the show. I think I'm about done here. Do you have a foot and mouth for us, Derek?
I do, yeah.
All right, cool.
Time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
That is right, y'all. It's time for a little foot in mouth right now. In the good old world of football, I haven't been paying much attention to my man over in the MLS because, you know, it's the MLS. But my man Zlatan, he's doing Zlatan things, and I absolutely love him for doing that because he wouldn't be Zlatan without him. The guy has been doing his fair share of goal scoring, as you would expect, but also his fair share of just talking because that's what Zlatan does best. The guy currently has 12 goals on the season right now. But he came out and had a fantastic saying that if he had come out to the MLS 10 years ago, he himself would become president right now, which I probably have no doubt in agreement with that. Because the guy...
Wait, president of FIFA or
president? President of the United States.
Oh, yeah.
If he came to America 10 years ago, he would be president right now. And I would say, yeah, that is truth right there. All you got to do is just follow the staple that's set before you, and, you know, it can be done.
Well, and be born in America.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of the staple.
Yeah.
So my man, Zlatan, keep doing you, my man, because I appreciate everything that you're doing, because without you, the MLS, for me, essentially wouldn't be that very watched. But I love the guy, because he's Zlatan, and if you don't love Zlatan, I don't know what's going on with you. I mean, you might hate the guy for being a cocky SOB, but you gotta appreciate the man for being such a mythical figure out on the pitch. Now, as we're moving on to the international realm, I got to give a shout-out to my man, Mesut Ozil. Now, Mesut Ozil has had a rather rough week since the World Cup. He has faced quite a bit of talk from the German media. And a lot of it boils down to what he believes is his Turkish ancestry that a lot of the Germans are pointing out. And he's fed up with this racial intolerance that he believes the German media is expelling onto him. So he has therefore decided to retire from international play, effective immediately. Now, a lot of stories have been going on, and he's been around the forum talking about how he felt the injustice. Now, this has not stopped from some of the people coming out. In fact, Uli Hoeneß, he is the manager for Bayern Munich, came out with some rather spectacular remarks in regards to Mesut Ozil, pretty much calling him a fraud, saying how he has been playing like S for a couple of years. His last made tackle was done in 2014. Pretty much just saying now he is a crappy player and really doesn't deserve to be on the German squad anymore. So for him to hide behind his racism, as he's kind of implying, is just to kind of hide the fact that Ozil is not a very good player. Well, those be fighting words over in Germany right now, so we'll see how Ozil responds. Obviously, he has never played for Uli before. Uli has only been a spectator of Ozil in the past. We can see how Ozil responds to his criticism as Ozil takes on Premier League as it starts up in a couple of weeks as he plays for Arsenal.
And that's Foot and Mouth, y'all.
Hope you enjoy it.
It's been real. Setman Brad, you have a North State update for us?
I do.
Cool. He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
Hey, y'all, it's the North State Update. Chico Heat coming into the All-Star break, which is the All-Star game happening today. 37-11, 9 games back of Las Plumas. Lincoln Potters, 9 games ahead of the Lincoln Potters with 12 games remaining. Chico Heat are sending 11 players to the All-Star game in Klamath Falls. 6 position players, 5 pitchers. And a big stat, the Heat have actually had 16 series so far in the season and have won all 16 series. They have not lost a series yet, and they've only been shut out once by the Medford Rogues up in Medford. So it's been a very successful year for the Heat so far with 12 games remaining. And a 9-game lead in second place. You can almost guarantee they'll get that first spot in the standings.
When do the playoffs start?
Playoffs start in the 8th of... Yes, the 8th of August. Sorry, 6th of August. There'll be a best of 3 for the first round. And the championship round starts the 10th. And a best of 3 there. Third game of the championship series is on the 12th. So they come back into Chico tomorrow against the Medford Rogues, 7:05 game time, 6 o'clock gates open. Now, Chico State Athletics has actually released their soccer and volleyball schedules. For the men's soccer, they will be opening up in Davis against UC Davis and coming home playing against William Jessup University the 22nd of August. The big games that they will be playing is against the University of California, Santa Cruz will be playing October 7th. And big rivalry games will be Sonoma State at home and UC San Diego at home as well, the 27th. Same with the girls, will be opening up at home against Oklahoma Baptist University, August 16th, and against Menlo College 2 days later.
Shouts to Menlo.
Hey. Menlo, they're down south, right? NAIA?
Yep.
Very nice. All right.
I grew up in Menlo Park.
Oh, really? Very nice. Yep. Big college over there?
Nope.
Small little college?
All right. My best dunk that I ever had was at Menlo College, though.
Very nice. All right. Wait, thank you. What college you go to?
Chico State.
All right. So volleyball for Chico State starts up. Home game is Friday, September 7th, after they come off of a 2 tournament start of the season, and 1 in Turlock and then 1 in Fresno. Now, coming to prep sports, PV High School football is going to be starting Friday, August 24th, and big games will be playing against Valley Christian and Rancho Cotate out of Roner Park. Big games for PV off of an okay season last year. We're hoping to make it a little bit better. For PV Volleyball, they'll be starting off at the I-5 Brawl. It'll be a 6-game tournament for them from teams down to Rio Americano down in Sacramento all the way up to Sheldon in Eugene, Oregon. And my fun stat of the day, Joey Votto of the Reds, since 2010, has only popped up 7 times. Only 7 times.
How is that possible?
The average player would have popped up 127 times.
And now what's considered a pop-up? It has to be a certain amount.
As of 2011, he didn't even have a pop-up to a pitcher or a catcher.
Yep.
Yep.
Big stats on that one. And that was in 6,563 plate appearances. He has not popped up to a first baseman, pitcher, or catcher. So a pop-up basically is just
infield,
straight up. Yeah. Not a line drive.
Okay.
So
you can fly out. But
you can
pop
fly out, but not pop out. Pop out's like basically a can of corn straight up in the air.
Gotcha. All right.
So he's got a level swing.
Very level swing. Good swing. So that is my North State update.
Joey Votto.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California. We are listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. We want to give a shout-out to our underwriters. Talking About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by D.A. Lampe. Lampe Construction, a proud supporter of KZFR Community Radio in the Northern California. For more information, visit dalampeconstruction.com. You want to talk some F1, Derek?
Might as well. Let's do it.
All right. Go ahead.
The German Grand Prix was this past weekend at Hockenheim. And we had our man.
At what?
Hockenheim.
Okay.
You never heard of Hockenheim?
No.
Never played Forza? Get on that Forza dog, you learn all the tracks. But either way, Formula One took place, and my man Sebastian Vettel had the pole this weekend. And it was actually one of the most entertaining races I've seen in a while. Lewis Hamilton, the current points leader in the Formula One series, started in 14th. Daniel Ricciardo, top driver for Red Bull Racing, was in the back of the pack because he had to pretty much swap out his whole power system, which causes you a penalty, which means he had to start at the back of the pack. Now, unfortunately for Ricciardo, his day ended early as he wasn't able to get that car into motion, and he pretty much lost all power and had to retire. So, unfortunately, Ricciardo couldn't get those points he needed to maintain him some level of keeping close to the leaders. But Lewis Hamilton, on the other hand, had quite a spectacular day. Like he said, he started in 14th and pretty much weaved his way across the field to take the top spot on the podium, which was spectacular. Sebastian Vettel, who pretty much led the entire race, unfortunately with about 20 laps to go or so, crashed. Put him out of the race. Ugh. Lost on all points right there. The guy who was at that time leading before the race had actually started, beating Lewis Hamilton, unfortunately with that crash and that retirement, means he was out, and giving Lewis Hamilton the top spot on the podium. Valtteri Bottas and Kimi Raikkonen finished out the top spots, with Max Verstappen coming in fourth, that youngin.
Was that a self-inflicted crash there, or is that like a
there was some issues. There's some rain issues that came on some parts of the track. That a lot of hysteria going on throughout all the teams in terms of what tires to use. They're expecting a lot of rain to happen actually at the start of the race, so a lot of them had wet tires prepared. Those tires were never really actually utilized, except on one time, Pierre Gasly, he put them on for some unbeknownst reason, and immediately took them off the next lap. So a lot of confusion going on, and that's what ultimately caused Vettel, was he got slipped up in some rain, got a wet spot, and just couldn't get it right. Couldn't go around the corner of the hairpin, and crashed into the wall. It wasn't anything serious. He was totally fine. The car was like one of the spectacular crashes you've seen in F1. But still, tough loss for Sebastian Vettel, who, again, he's a German on German soil. You'd like to see, I'm sure he'd love to win in his home country. Fortunately, not so much. The Englishman came in and took over. Lewis Hamilton, your current F1 leader.
Shouts out to my man, Lewis Hamilton. Josh Harder probably is not a big fan of him. Is it hater or harder?
I think it's hater, which makes more sense.
Yeah, he is a hater.
Yeah, because, I mean, his Twitter handle is
blocks and games.
With a hard R.
Josh yeah. Hater-aid?
He is
Josh
a hater with a hard R.
Wow. The Haterade.
The Haterade.
Oh, man.
It's a delicious drink, man.
I mean,
no wonder baseball keeps slipping. Let's talk about that for a second. No one likes baseball anymore. I mean,
we're talking about
just,
it again.
It's just too. Yeah. It's just.
Would you like to talk about something else?
We were talking like about this the other day this. where it's just like. It's.
No, baseball has become a regional sport.
It is. It's just so monotonous. I mean,
no
I tried
one cares
to watch
about baseball anymore. It's terrible to watch.
Perfect example. We had, you know, being California kids, we had the Battle of the Bay series, Oakland Athletics versus, you know, the Giants. Every year, that's
we'd
such.
We probably get a trophy. For
and
that.
And that's. I mean, it was a great series. You know, a few of them went into walk-offs, but it still, even watching that, trying to be pumped up for those series.
No, it doesn't happen. Baseball is trash.
It's not. It really is. I mean, besides the broadcast of KMBR and the Giants staff, it's so hard for me to watch any other team besides the Giants because I don't
not because I'm
a Giants fan. It's just because it's so monotone and so like statistical of ball and a strike, man on first.
Yeah,
it's like
baseball is garbage.
It's just so yeah.
The thing about Josh Hader is he used to be it.
it's boring.
It is boring.
We need, let's bring steroids back. Whatever happened to that?
That was when baseball, that's when I got into baseball.
It was so much fun.
It was so much fun.
I mean, but they're in steroids, they're hitting home runs, right? Aren't we hitting home runs off? Aren't we hitting so many
home
runs?
Yeah, but they also weren't striking out.
Well, yeah. You also had better pitchers.
Steroids only help you so much if you're a good hitter. If you're a good hitter, you're going to hit them gone.
Right. Yeah.
But if you're not, you're going to be like Judge and Stanton, striking out like no other.
I mean, everyone these days is they're developing the swing to be able to get lift on it.
Exactly, which you need to have a level swing. That level swing is going to get you that lift more times than not. You're dipping your elbow, or your shoulder, and you're going to pop up.
Coach him up, Brad.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, look at Joey Votto. Look at Chipper Jones back in the day.
Ooh,
they had such a level swing.
Hank Aaron, if you want to go further.
I mean, why not go Hank Aaron?
Pete Rose, might as well. Let's just keep going back.
But these guys actually had swings that were pure. They had a level swing that wasn't trying to hit a home run. Their home runs came from their swing. Look at Mike Trout. He's had the same swing since high school. A level swing, tight in, and he launches them like everyone else. He doesn't need steroids.
But guess what? No one cares about Mike Trout. No one knows who he is. If he walked in right now and sat on my lap with an Angels hat, I still wouldn't know who he is.
Yeah, you would. You're being dramatic now.
I do not know what Mike Trout looks like. I have no idea.
He looks like a trout, kind of, with huge shoulders.
Baseball is garbage.
It's too broad of a statement. It's still such one of the most fun events to go to live.
Sure. But
I'm not going to lie. You may tell me October baseball is spectacular.
Yeah. Playoff baseball is spectacular. All 162. When was the last time you watched a Dodgers game from first inning to ninth inning?
It's nearly impossible for me to do with my work schedule.
Yeah, but I mean, look at us. Yeah, and also look at us last year with basketball. Though we had the same kind of talk with basketball, where it's like,
let's just wait and get to the playoffs.
Why can't we just have Cavs Warriors already? You know, it's like
which was what we all expected. But we talked about. We've talked about baseball on this show maybe four times all season. Because why? Because baseball is boring.
I mean, at least we don't know who's going to win the World Series this year. You know,
and we never know. I will give baseball that. They do have a great playoffs. But I just feel like less and less people are inclined to watch baseball because it has totally become a regional sport. And it's isolated a lot of Americans. It's not that interesting. It really isn't.
I mean, what's the Rob Manfred? Was his name Rob Manfred?
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Talking about Mike Trout.
He came in. Yeah, he talked about Mike Trout and saying, "Yo, you need to do a better job of putting yourself out there." Which I was like, "Hey, man, if he doesn't want to do it, don't force him to." But I get where Rob Manfred's coming from. He's like, "Yo, my public sport guy." Yeah, become a more public guy. Get yourself endorsement deals. Have a face for the people to know. That way, when you come and sit on Jarrell's lap, he'd actually know who you are. That's what Rob Manfred wants. And obviously, Rob Manfred, he's the commissioner of baseball. He wants the best for his sport, and he knows that with his regional coverage, you get a lack of superstars. In fact, there probably are zero superstars in baseball right now.
There's none.
Zero.
Baseball has died in this country, more or less. It is a sport for 50-year-old white men. Other than that, the younger people do not care about baseball. My little cousins don't care. My niece does not care about baseball. Baseball has completely, and I'm not even hating on the sport. Well, yes, I am. It's not fun anymore to watch. It's not. It really isn't. It's home run or nothing. It is a boring sport to watch. There's no clock. It is boring.
Hey, it's a Brett.
There's a lack of good pitchers out there, too. You know, like, just everyone is, it's so different nowadays. And it's rough because baseball is a great sport.
Our minds together. How do we fix this?
It's done. There's no fixing it. There's no coming back.
There's no bringing baseball back.
Well, I think ESPN will do
shorten the season.
No, I don't think that is even going to do it. I think ESPN's going to do a lot in the way of, since they paid Fox $60 billion, I'm sorry, to take over regional coverage. I think that might help. But we don't even watch cable the same way. I think baseball's done. It's horse racing in 15 years. It's done.
That's a claim. That's a hot take I like.
Well, no, kids aren't interested in baseball, period.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm going to argue that, though, because there are plenty of kids in growing up that are still Little League, you know, diehard. And, I mean, my
but
brother...
But it's regional, and it's very...
Yeah.
It's few and far between. The masses do not care about baseball the way we once did. That's my point.
I mean, baseball.
I'm not saying baseball is a bad sport. I still watch baseball. I still enjoy baseball. I get the purists of it, but baseball has been the slowest sport to, adapt. Which is funny because they were the first sport to really start adapting new technology. When it comes to social media, baseball was ahead of basketball. Football is way behind. Baseball was the first sport to really start adapting to this, and it's still so slow and so boring. We don't have the attention span as a society to care about baseball the way we once did. It's over, in my opinion. Baseball can do whatever it wants until it installs a clock. Like, I don't understand it. It has a huge problem with stars. Tell me who the stars are in baseball. Mike Trout, again, can't even tell you what he looks like. Tell me who the stars are.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Okay.
Aaron Judge.
Who play on the same team in New York. Right. Give me a regional team. Give me a Rangers player. Name one starter from the Rangers.
Adrian Beltre.
Adrian Beltre is doing well. He's old, though.
He's old. He does not. That's what I'm saying. Kids don't care about that guy. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I do. I do.
The sport is dead.
And I'm not grasping it just because I am a kid that came from, the 80s, 90s steroid era and the...
When baseball
the cream
was
of
awesome.
The crop. Yeah.
Right.
So I still
90s
look back.
Baseball was amazing.
Was amazing.
I mean, Ken Caminiti...
Shout out to Marvin Bernard.
...is a name. Why do I know that name? Because 90s baseball
Chuck
was awesome.
Chuck Knobloch.
Chuck Knobloch. Oh, God, we could do this all day. We don't even have to get Aaron on the phone. We could play this game the rest of the day, and I would be happy. But baseball nowadays is pretty trash. I can't even name the team I root for. I can't even name their starting lineup. Why? Because I just don't care anymore. It's not exciting. The Dodgers could win the World Series. I would not care. I wouldn't even root against them because who cares anymore? I mean, I would root against them mainly because
is that a little bit? Yeah. Is that a little bit, though, because the team you root for has won three in the last decade?
Like, I think in 2014, that? For me personally, was the last time I cared about baseball. And I still root for the Giants. I still follow them.
So if the Giants made an epic run...
I won't lie. I do know who their
all,
lineup is, but...
But if the Giants made an epic run at the end of September to make the
yeah,
playoffs...
Yeah, I would pay attention just to the playoffs, sure.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, I would not... If the second the Giants aren't in it... Yeah, I'm a casual observer, and I think most people are more lean towards where I'm coming from. Most people. And if you want to check the numbers and watch the ratings, most people lean towards that.
There it is, Drew. He hates baseball.
Am I wrong, though?
I'm just saying.
Well,
it
can't
over.
Be
we
wrong
it.
On an yeah. opinion, so.
We heard it, yeah. I say it's moving on. Let's get some golf Let's open right
Let's
now.
Let's talk about golf. Aaron...
Hi there.
What's up, Aaron? So, Tiger, huh? Almost. Yeah. Almost made golf interesting again.
Thank God.
He actually was in the lead at one point on Sunday. So, yeah.
Yeah. Going into the 11th hole, he was in the lead, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
He only finished, three back? Is that correct?
Yeah, he finished... 6 under, so I think that's tied for third. Oh, he finished 5 under.
5 under, so, okay.
5 under, top 10 finish. His first top 10 finish since 2013. So
wow, has it been that long?
Yeah,
it's been a while. Yeah.
Top 10 finish in a major.
Right.
So, yeah, it's been a long time.
So I was just having this conversation with these fellas about how baseball is dead. And I want to ask you, is golf in a similar spot? Because no one cares about golf unless, I mean, I'm not talking about golf purists the same way I wasn't talking about baseball purists. But people don't care about golf. The casual observer doesn't care about golf unless Tiger's in it. Am I wrong there?
I mean, I think you're right that Tiger kind of has that, he's got that pull, He was exciting. He was really exciting back in the day. But, I don't know, golf has always been boring. most people aren't going to watch golf, even for Tiger, so.
Fair enough.
I don't know. But it was a really exciting day yesterday.
Okay.
At some point, there were 7 different players in the lead, and going into the back nine, there were six players tied. So golf was exciting yesterday.
So who ended up winning?
The winner's name is Francesco Molinari. He's from Italy, and he's Italy's first major champion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there you go, Italy.
Yeah, it was actually pretty funny. Did you see the press conference, Aaron, after he won? They asked him how excited the country of Italy is going to be for him, and he responded with, "It depends if Ferrari won today."
Oh,
because the Formula One was going on the same day.
Well, he's got a point. It's not that exciting. Golf is pretty.
It's fun to play, though, right, Derek?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. When you're good.
So what was up with that course? Why are we in a drought? What's happening?
Well, it's in Scotland, and I don't think it's more brown than usual, but it's not pretty.
It was horrible aesthetically to watch that.
A bunch of tall grass.
Some thick rough out there.
And wasn't it the British Open?
Yes.
It was the British Open, yeah.
Played in Scotland, huh?
Was it at St. Andrews?
No, it was.
Okay. Well, Scotland isn't the United Kingdom.
I don't know how to say it, but it was an exciting day in that there was a lot of ties, lead changes. There was a different winner that no one's ever heard of. Jordan Spieth, who won last year, was actually he came in into the weekend doing really well, and then he totally collapsed on Sunday. He didn't have a single birdie, so he didn't do great. Justin Rose almost didn't make the cut on Saturday, but he birdied his 18th hole and he made it. And then Saturday he tied the record for the lowest round score with a 64. So
wow.
It had some exciting moments to it.
Now, do you think with this performance on a major kind of platform, do you think Tiger's on his way to being back, or do you think this is kind of a fluke round for him? Or
Tiger's been on his way to being back for what?
For the last 5 years, he's not great.
Yes.
You know what? We can all have good days or good weekends. So, yeah, I think it's fluky.
Okay.
Tiger isn't on his way back ever, right? He's done.
He's on his back.
I think so.
Yeah.
Dying.
He's done.
Golf.
I think he's got one more major in him.
The moment his wife smashed his Escalade up with a golf club, it was a wrap, right? Like, we can all agree now, right? Like, we're good. Like, he had the lead through 11th. He's never going to be the guy he was. We're good. He's done. We're good. Can we move on?
Yeah, he needs to move on to the seniors.
Yes. Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
He can be good there.
I have been hearing Tiger is back for the last 5 years. He has not been back. He has not won a major. We're done. Let's move on. Right?
I mean, golf doesn't like letting him go. He's their only star.
I'll never give up on Tiger.
He's their only star.
I mean, you got the Royal McIlroy. Yeah, you got Jordan Spieth.
Does not match up with Tiger.
Doesn't move the needle.
Yeah.
No, none of those dudes are getting the casual sports fan to a television set. No one cares about Jordan Spieth unless you're a golf fan. No one cares about Royal
Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, no one cares. I can't even say his name. No one cares. If you're
the only person we really care about is Dustin Johnson, and that's because who his spouse is.
Right.
That's it.
Wayne Gretzky's daughter?
Yes.
Paulina Gretzky. She has a name.
Yeah, well, I didn't know her name.
Well, there it is. You should know it.
Okay. Jeez.
Sorry,
there's
Aaron.
A lot of hostility.
Sorry,
we brought you into our hostility. I'm sorry,
yeah,
Aaron.
I was gonna say, I feel like we just need a haters ball soon. Very soon.
We'll do a player haters ball after you get off the phone. Aaron, thank you again. As always, we love you. You are the best part of the show. You're the only reason I show up every Monday because you keep things interesting. This might be my last Monday that I ever do the show. Thank you, Aaron.
Got the Tour de France. Maybe that'll be interesting next week.
Say that again.
The Tour de France is going on, so maybe that will be
it. Oh, okay. All right. Well, maybe I will come back next Monday. Probably not. But thank you, Aaron, from the bottom of my heart. It has been such a pleasure having you on the show and having you cover the sports that we simply don't watch. Thank you, Aaron. We love you.
No problem. Talk to you guys later.
All right. Bye. Later, buddy.
Bye.
That was the better is Samaki right there. Aaron, Derek's sister, our LA correspondent, always keeping the show fresh and new, keeping us young, even though she's older than most of the people in this room except me. I love Aaron, and I loved having her on, and I look forward to you guys update with the Tour de France next week. That should be a good time. I don't know anything about cycling. I know just biking around Bidwell Park is exhausting. So it's going to be interesting to see these times with without the doping.
Like I said, let's just bring steroids back. Let's see the best athletes we can see.
I am 100% on. You know what? Let's stay here for a second because we have nothing else on the show. We're going to talk some more F1, Lewis Hamilton racing around a track. Let's stay here for a second, okay? I could not agree with you more. Let's bring steroids into every sport.
Every sport, why not?
And just be cool with it. Like, isn't it entertaining?
Let's level the playing field. Everyone can do these X amount of said steroids.
I could not. Oh, God.
Let's see. These guys are performing their, and girls are performing their entire lives and perfecting their sport and their craft. Like, why can't we just put a little bit more edge on it? And let's see the best possible athlete we can see.
You know the last time baseball was super interesting?
Barry Bonds.
During steroids. Yes.
Yeah, Derek?
Yeah, we go for it.
You don't want steroids?
No, I'm fine with that, yeah. Yeah.
Brad would be the biggest baseball purist out of all of us.
I'm just sports purist. I feel like I'm the only one in here that says, like, just let's see what they can do without anything. Like if they,
yeah, no one wants to hear that.
Yeah, but it's so but it's so like when you take away the steroids, you know, then there's you take away the even playing field because there's always going to be someone that lies, cheats, and steals, right, Derek?
Everybody.
So when you
or says racist comments, it gets backed up, but no big deal.
When you level the playing field, then you see no more, oh, well, this person's doing this and I'm better because I'm more pure. You get the same playing field, but you just see athletic specimens coming to their full potential. Why not? Why don't you want to see someone hit the ball 600 yards?
That'd be impressive.
No? I mean, 600 feet, not yards. That would be really impressive.
I mean, 600 yards. Yeah,
maybe 600 yards.
It's like, that would be the golf dopers right there. Yeah. They'd be hitting their drivers 600 yards.
I guarantee Tiger wins a major if you let him start taking steroids.
I don't think so, though, because there's so many other people out there that are better at golfing than him, and they'd be doping, too.
Yeah.
Sorry. You going to tell me
are
that?
Are we going back to why golf and baseball are boring now? Is that what we're doing?
Well, you brought up the doping thing. That's we want to make baseball interesting again, so I guess we did. Yeah.
I mean, we need to do something. Baseball, we could do 8 episodes in a row.
Is it weird that I was more excited for the celebrity softball game in the All-Star weekend than I have been for any other MLB game this year?
No, when I saw Tim Kirchin at play, when he was at bat, I was like, yep, I'm tuning into this. You know how much I watched at the baseball All-Star game? 0 seconds.
Zero.
Yeah. It was on while I was working.
I saw a little bit of the Home Run Derby, which they have their...
Yeah, watch the home run. We all watch the Home Run
their
Derby.
Their new platform is good.
It's
good. I like it.
Yeah.
But baseball in general, I'm sorry, Brad. I know you're a baseball purist.
Brad is so bitter right now. He's just sulking
so
in the corner.
It's not even that. We'll talk about it after.
Baseball's just not exciting anymore. And I'm sorry. It's done. RIP baseball. It's been real. You've gone the way... You are headed the way of horse racing.
Or boxing.
Boxing is more. I will watch Dante Wilder.
Yep, that's the only person. You're sounding biased right now.
How many?
Name a star in boxing.
Besides Wilder,
name a star in boxing other than Floyd Mayweather that everyone apparently knows.
Yeah.
Dante Wilder.
Who?
Boom.
Who?
Besides him.
Because if you walk here and sat on my lap, I would not know who he is. Yeah.
That's fine. Oh. Same with baseball.
Yeah.
Like, I know who Mike Trout is. I have not watched a single game of his this year because I don't care. Because he's not exciting. And he might be the greatest baseball player ever, and I don't care. Baseball is irrelevant nowadays.
So is a lot of sports. Like, it's changing. The young crowd doesn't care about sports much. That's why everything is changing, not just baseball.
Disagree. Basketball is a year-round sport now.
But do you watch it year-round? I feel like most people don't really care too much about it. Their ratings might be up a little bit, but to be honest, no one follows it like they do. They're changing the game just like everything else to fit with all the younger kids.
They're our future, y'all.
I mean, we're changing the game because they don't like the way it's being played right now.
They can't get in, man.
Well, it's been real. I think this is the last show I'm going to be on for a while. I'm going to take a little hiatus here. It's been real. FM 90.1 KZFR. We are talking about Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. You can check these guys out next Monday, 5:30 p.m. You can follow us, TBP Not a Game. Download the podcast, Talking About Practice Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram, Talking About Practice Radio. But it's been real, real. Thank you for your time. Later.
Here it is.
From deep inside your audio device of choice.
Ladies and gentlemen, a week ago I flew into New Orleans. I was on a plane, thank goodness. Made it much easier. Kinda. Although, yeah, no, it would have. I wouldn't have given myself any better service if I was just flying by myself.